This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumarasinghe in Colombo today to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defence. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Dasanayake's cabinet received him at the Bandaranaike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Dasanayake assumed office in September last year. He is scheduled to receive a ceremonial welcome in a short while from now. From more for our correspondent.
All focus turned to Colombo yesterday as Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Sri Lanka for his fourth visit to the island nation. With Sri Lanka being integral to India's neighbourhood first policy, the visit will focus on strengthening defence ties and enhancing cooperation in energy, trade and connectivity with the Indian neighbour. Mr. Modi is set to hold talks with the Sri Lankan President Anura Kumarasinghe, following which several India-backed initiatives will be announced in various sectors. The two leaders will also participate in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur Solar Power Project. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
Prime Minister Modi arrived in Sri Lanka after concluding his two-day visit to Thailand, where he attended a summit of the BIMSTEC, Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, in Bangkok. Prime Minister Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok yesterday, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in the light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand yesterday. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Vaishnav will visit Rameshwaram to oversee the final preparations for the inauguration of modernised Pamban Railway Bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit the state tomorrow to inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge, India's first vertical lift sea bridge. The Prime Minister will also flag off a train and a ship from the road bridge and observe the operation of the bridge. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India would emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Addressing the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India will foray in a very big way into the world of innovation and will make its presence felt on the global stage.
We'll need to go global. We'll need to think big. We'll need to be ambitious. We'll need to experiment. We'll need to go beyond the boundaries of our own thinking. Let's not limit ourselves with the past. Let's explore the unknown. Wealth creation in the short run may happen with some of these conveniences. Par dukandari ka hi kaam karna hai hame ya vishwavyapi aur international scale ka Bharat ki pehchan banani. That, friends, is the choice before us.
India is celebrating its 62nd National Maritime Day today, commemorating the country's significant strides in the shipping industry. The ISSF World Cup Asian Games medalist shooter Chen Singh earned India its first medal at Buenos Aires in Argentina yesterday. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Supergiants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.